We're beginning tonight's Shir and Simen Kuf Tes, which is on page 274. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Hanichnas lebeis haKnesses umata tzibur mispalin. A person comes late to shul and he finds the tzibur is in the middle of Shemona Esrei. Im yochol lahaschil v'ligmor kodem shiagia shliach tzibur lekedusha o lekadesh yispalel. If a person feels that he'll be able to finish Shemona Esrei before the tzibur gets to Kedusha or to Kaddish, then he should start davening and he should get to Kedusha with the Shliach Tzibur or get to Kaddish with the Shliach Tzibur. The Rama says, V'hu adin amein de'akel ha-kadosh v'shomea tefila dinon ke-kaddish u-kedusha. Rama adds on, and we'll see the details of how this works out in the Mishabura, that the same din applies to the amein of akel ha-kadosh and shomea tefila. That's also like kaddish and kedusha. He has to be able to finish in time for amein of those brachos. And then the Mechaber tells us, v'im lav, and if a person realizes he will not be able to finish Shemona Esrei in time for the Shliach Tzibur's kedusha or kaddish, al yispalel, he should not daven now, im ein hashah overes, unless he's getting close to the sof zman tefila, then he should daven. But if he has time and it's not close to zman tefila, and he realizes he's not going to be able to daven and get to kedusha in time or kaddish, then he should not daven. He should wait till he hears everything he has to hear, and then he should daven. V'im nichnas achar kedusha, and if the person came into shul after kedusha, he missed it already. So then, im yochol lahaschil v'ligmor kodim shiagia shiatzibur l'modim yispalel. If he's able to start and finish before the shiatzibur gets to modim yispalel, then he should daven. V'im lav al yispalel. So the same thing applies. If he gets it after kedusha, so he missed already kedusha, so he wants to at least catch modim. So if he's able to daven between kedusha and modim, his whole Shemona Esrei, so daven now. If not, you should wait till after modim, possibly even later for kaddish afterwards, and then you would start davening then. The Mechaber continues, but let's pause for now and let's see the Mishnah Berurahs. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sefkatan Aleph, Anichnas lebeis haKnesses, one who comes to shul, v'imrotza lotzeis lehispalel ba'azorah chutz lebeis haKnesses. If a person wants to go out into the hallway or a different room outside of the beis haKnesses, mispalel v'ein tzarech lahamtin, he could do that. He could start davening right away. He doesn't have to wait. This halacha that we're discussing over here is only if a person is in shul, then there are certain things that he must answer the tzibur. But if he goes outside because he's in a rush or whatever it is, so then he's not bound by these requirements. Only if he's actually in the Beis HaKnesses. And the tzibur is mispalin. Sefkotan Beis, he finds the tzibur is in the middle of davening. Zeh ha-sif mayri b'tfilas ha-mincha. This sif is talking about mincha. Right, that's why you'd come into shul late, and you find the tzibur davening Shemona Esrei already. V'hu adin b'shachris im haya omed b'kriyashma u'birchoseh b'shon sh'atzibur eschilu Shemona Esrei. The same din would apply by shachris, not that you walked in and found them in the middle of Shemona Esrei, but rather that you were a little bit behind, and you're in the middle of kriyashma or birchos kriyashma, and the tzibur all of a sudden is starting Shemona Esrei. So im yochol lahaschil v'ligmor hatfila ad elokai netzor. If you're able to start and complete your Shemona Esrei, at least until elokai netzor, kodim shiagia shliatzibur lekedusha, before the chazan will get to kedusha yispalel, then you should start davening. V'im lav al yispalel. But if not, even if you're in the middle of birchas kriyashma, you should delay and you should not daven yet. Where should you wait? Rak yamten b'shira chadasha. You should pause right before the word shira chadasha. V'ayim ha'shenitul lekamon b'shem ha'chay odom b'inyin zeh. So just pointing out a review what the Mishnah Berurah says over here, that this sif that talks about deciding if you're going to be able to catch Kedusha is either you walked into Mincha and they were in the middle of davening, so if you could finish before they get to Kedusha, you should start davening now. Or at Shachris, you were there already, but you were in the middle of Kriyashma or Birchas Kriyashma and they started Shemona Esrei, so then you have to make the same calculation. If you can get to Kedusha, if you can finish Shemona Esrei before they get to Kedusha, you should start now. If not, you should wait. Just one more ha'ara in the Mishnah Berurah. He says that you can finish davening until Elokai Netzor. The reason for that is obvious, because all these things that we're going to see about saying that you want to get to, like Kaddish, Kedusha, Hakel HaKadosh, Shomea Tefila, even Modim, we hold Modim Anachnu Lach, the first three words, all these things one can say once he gets to Elokai Netzor, after he said Yul Ratzon. So in terms of the halachas that we're discussing over here, that would be considered already having finished Shemona Esrei. Sifkatan Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, on that which the Mechaber said, if you're able to start and finish your Shemona Esrei before the Shliach Tzibur gets the Kedusha, so start davening. Sifkatan Gimel, the Kedusha Asur Lomar B'Yochid, because Kedusha you can't say by yourself, and you'll miss it. V'chein Kaddish, so too Kaddish. Umodim tame. Modim has a little bit of a different reason, and that is the tzarach lishkos imakol. When the whole tzibur is bowing for modim the rabbanon, you must bow with them. Shelo yehi nira kekofer b'misha tzibur meshtachavim lo. So you should not look like you are denying the one who everyone is bowing to. Sifkat and dalet ola kaddish. Now here the Mishnah Berurah is bothered. L'chora kevan d'tzarech ligmor tfiloso kodem kedusha. Since you have to factor in that you're going to finish your Shmoneh Esrei before the Chazan gets to kedusha, kol shekein sheyishma kaddish achas Shmoneh Esrei. So if kaddish comes after kedusha, if I realize I can finish in time for kedusha, obviously I'm finishing in time for kaddish, which is 10 minutes later or 5 minutes later. So what does the mechaber mean? If you could finish in time for kedusha and kaddish, then you should start. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Yesh Lomar D'Mayri B'Mariv D'Leka Kedusha. So the Mechaber here is addressing all the different tefillos. If you can get to Kedusha, that's when you walk in late to Shul by Mincha, or you're already there in the middle of Birkas Kriya Shema by Shachris. Ola Kaddish, that's talking about when you're coming in late to Mariv. Inami Mari Shekvar Shoma Kedusha, or it could even be talking about Shachris or Mincha, but you already heard Kedusha, so you already Yotze Yerachiv of Kedusha, the Mishum Kedusha Lohayat Sarach Lamtin, because therefore for Kedusha you already heard it, so you wouldn't have to make sure that you finish your Shmoneh Esrei in time to your Kedusha, and therefore you could just factor in finishing in time for Kaddish. A commotion, like we'll discuss later on. Because even though you don't have to rush your Kedusha because you already heard Kedusha, but you would have to make sure that you would be able to finish your Shmoneh Esrei in time for the Kaddish at the Shmoneh Esrei, otherwise you wouldn't be able to start Shmoneh Esrei. That which we say you have to finish your Shmoneh Esrei in Mariv, or in Shachar or Mincha, where you already heard Kedusha, before the Chazan gets to Kaddish, that means before the Chazan gets to Amen Yeheshmei Rabba. And if you do get there in time, Velo Yana Amen Oz Rak Yeheshmei Rabba Bavad. If you were davening and you just finished as the Chazan got to that point, then you would not answer Amen, you would only say Yeheshmei Rabba. Mitam, for the reason of the Kevan Delo Miskavein Oz Amal Lomar HaAmen. Since you were not concentrating on what you're answering Amen to, because you were middle of Shmoneh Esrei as the Chazan was getting there. So Mikri Amen Yesoma, to answer Amen there would be inappropriate, it would be an Amen Yesoma. However, the Imnosein Libo, but if you focused, the Odeya Oz Alma Oneha Amen, and you're able to realize what you're answering Amen to, then Rashai, then you would be able to answer Amen with Yeheshmei Rabba afterwards. And now here the Mishnah Berurah is going to give us some rules of what of the preference of what's more important. A greater discussion of this is in the Bir Halacha, the Ramasu of the Kedusha, Ola Kaddish, which we're not going to do, because a lot of it is in the Mishnah Berurah over here. Vida, we are now in the third to last skinny line on 274. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you should know, the Amen Yehesh Me Rabba Oduth Me Kedusha. If you have to compare and see what's more important, Amen Yehesh Me Rabba of Kaddish is more important than Kedusha. And therefore what? Al-Kain, therefore, in Ba Samach L'Kedusha, if you walk into Shul almost up to Kedusha, and you have a few options in front of you, the Imyamtin Ad Achar Kedusha, if you're going to wait to answer Kedusha before you start Shmoneh Esrei, Lo Yigmor Tfiloso Ad Achar Kaddish. So if you're going to answer Kedusha, you're going to miss Kaddish. Ulahamtin Ad Achar Kaddish Eino Yacho, to wait for Kedusha and for Kaddish, you're not able to, Mipnesha Zman Tvila Over, because so Zman Tvila is approaching. Therefore, you don't have the best Eitzah of waiting until after Kedusha and Kaddish. So you have either the possibility of waiting for Kedusha and missing Kaddish, or Davin now, miss Kedusha and catch Kaddish. So says the Mishnah Berurah, because Amen Yeheshmei Rabba is more important than Kedusha, Tov Sheyaschil L'Hispalel Kodem Kedusha. It's better to start your Shmoneh Esrei before Kedusha, V'yia Yucha Lanos Amen Yeheshmei Rabba, which will enable you to answer Amen Yeheshmei Rabba with the Tzibur, even though you'll miss answering Kedusha. Of course, you could be silent during Kedusha, and you could be Yotzei through Shomea Ka'ona like we learned earlier, but you in fact would just answer Amen Yeheshmei Rabba, and you would not actually answer for Kedusha. Next comparison. The Kedusha Adif Mimodim. Kedusha, even though it's not as chashiv as Amen Yeheshmei Rabba, Kedusha is more important than Modim. Al Kain, therefore, in Bas Samach LeKedusha. Again, if you come to Shul close to Kedusha and you have the same two options in front of you. The Imyaschil Miyad Lo Yuchal Lemar Kedusha. If you're going to start davening right away, you're going to miss Kedusha, but you'll catch Modim. The Imyamtid Ad Achar Kedusha, and if you're going to wait till after Kedusha, Lo Ye Yuchal Lemar Modim Imatzibur, you're not going to be able to finish in time for Modim. So you have a choice of either Kedusha or Modim. I wait for both. Ulahantinat achar modim, and to wait for after kedusha and after modim before you start your shemone esrei, eino yachol, you're not able to. Mipnei chashash yavar zman tefila, again, we're making an okimta that it's about to be sof zman tefila, and therefore you don't have that option of waiting for both. So you have a choice, either wait for kedusha and then miss modim, or miss kedusha and be able to say modim. Mutav sheyasvil hispal acher kedusha. Here, because kedusha is more chashev than modim, it's better to wait till after kedusha and answer kedusha, even though that will cause you to miss modim. Kein kosav amogen avram. Ulufi mashe be'arnu lekamon b'sivkoton yudbeis b'shem amogen giborim. And according to what we will see tomorrow in sivkoton yudbeis b'shem amogen giborim, tov sheyasvil bazel hispalal imashliatzibur b'shove. Better would be to start your Shemoneh Esrei together with the Chazan. V'yelo kedusha modim. There you can take care of everything. Because if you're able to actually start the Shemoneh Esrei, right, you're there before kedusha, so assuming you're there before Chazar Shashat even starts, or he's about to start it, if you start with the Chazan, you could catch kedusha with the Chazan, you can catch modim with the Chazan, and that would be the best Eitzah, as we'll see tomorrow. The Kol Shekein, so after we said that Amin Yehi Sheraba is greater than kedusha, and kedusha is greater than modim, so Mamela, the Kol Shekein, certainly, the Amin Yehi Sheraba is other than modim. So obviously, if A is greater than B and B is greater than C, so A is greater than C, and therefore Amin Yehi Sheraba is Pashit is greater than modim. Al Kain, therefore, Misha Bolo Besa Knesses, Tekef Acha Kedusha. Therefore, one who comes to Shul right after kedusha, the Imyantin Ar Achar Modim. And if you're going to wait to answer modim, that's going to be not enough time afterwards to finish the Shemoneh Esrei in time to answer Kaddish after the Shemoneh Esrei. If you're going to wait for modim and for Kaddish, you're going to miss the Zman Tefila. So what should you do? You came right after kedusha, yaschil miyad, daven right away. The mutav levatel modim is better to be mevatel modim milevatel amein yeheshmei rabba. And therefore, you'll start right away, even though they'll cause you to miss modim, you'll be able to catch amein yeheshmei rabba by the kaddish after Shemoneh Esrei. The ode. The ode. We're going to get to that in a second. The ode. The modim efsher lishchos beemtza isan. And another little addition. Besides the fact that Amen Yehi Sheraba is more important than modim, Lamaisa, modim you're able to knock off by the whole problem of modim like we discussed is just that you should not be bowing when the tzibur bows. So you are able, and we'll see more of this tomorrow, possibly at the end of the shiur tonight, you are able to bow and to catch the bowing of modim even at other points in Shemoneh Esrei. So besides the fact that Amen Yehi Sheraba is greater than modim, you could possibly work it out that you're bowing at modim with the tzibur anyway. V'chein odif amein yeheshim rabba mitfila b'tzibur. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, not only is amein yeheshim rabba greater than modim, not only is amein yeheshim rabba greater than kedusha, amein yeheshim rabba is also greater than tfila b'tzibur. Al kein, therefore, in ba somuch l'kaddish, if a person comes, this is discussing coming late to mincha, you're going to the shul for a mincha mariv, one after the other, so if you come close to kaddish at the end of mincha, the im yispalo takef yevatul amein yeheshe rabba. If you're going to start davening right away, it's at the end of mincha, you're going to miss amein yeheshe rabba at the end of mincha. The im yamtim ar achar kaddish, but if you're going to wait till after kaddish, lo yucho lehispalo arvesim atzibur, then you're going to fall too far behind with your mincha and you're going to miss mariv betzibur as well. So the din is amein yeheshe rabba odif. Amein Yehi Sheraba is more important than tefillah b'tzibur, and therefore v'tekef achar zeh yasvil hispalo shmoneh esrei l'shem mincha. Therefore, you should wait till after kaddish till answer Amein Yehi Sheraba, and then you would start davening shmoneh esrei for mincha. V'ein lo lochush l'masha tzibur maschilin arvis, and you don't have to worry about the fact that the tzibur is starting mariv now. Kevan shu adayin yom, since it's still day. V'ayim akashu kasavnu o b'bir alocha b'shem aprim gadim. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sifkaton Hey.
When we're talking about Shacharis, which Kaddish are we talking about? The one immediately after or after Rosin?
That's a very good question. Shlomi is asking, when we talk about Shacharis, what Kaddish are we talking about? The Kaddish right at the Shemoneh Esrei or the Kaddish at the end of Avodah Zion? So I was thinking that for Mincha, for sure, it's Pasha, because this Kaddish is right away, so it's the Geya. But Shacharis, it doesn't sound like he's saying the Shacharis, the Kaddish at the end of the davening. It sounds like it's the Kaddish right after Shemoneh Esrei, because it's the Amein Yehi Sheraba. It seems to be...
It doesn't matter which one.
Yeah, it seems like it's just the Amein Yehi Sheraba right after the Shemoneh Esrei even if, because in many of these cases, you would be able to reach the Amen Yehesha Rabbah at the end of davening after Avodah Tzion. So L'chorah is the Amen Yehesha Rabbah right afterwards.
Yeah, but in the case of Kedusha, are we assuming that, I think you mentioned before, that he is going to be quiet and listen to Shema Kainat to Kedusha?
Yeah, that's the way I understood it, because that's Pasha, that's the halacha, that if you're Middle Shemana Esrei and you get the Kedusha, you're silent, so you can be Shomei Ka'oneh.
That's not the same amount of time?
What do you mean the same amount of time? It's better to be answering. If you can't answer, so the next best is to be Shomei Ka'oneh. But if you need to catch your Heshmei Rabbah, so you need to miss Kedusha. But missing Kedusha just means you're not answering Kedusha, but you will be Shomei Ka'oneh in Kedusha. Zokta Mishabu Ravaiter, the Ramah added on that besides what the Mechaber said of Kedusha and Kaddish, Hu Adin, you want to be able to answer Amen for the Bracha of Akel HaKadosh and the Amen of Shomei Tfilo, which have the same dinim of Kaddish and Kedusha. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Hey, L'chaora Bishlama Amen de Shomei Atfila Yesh Nafkamina. I understand telling me that you want to catch the Amen of Shomei Atfila, there'll be an Afkamina, the Yetzarech Lahamtin Mila Hispala Lafilu Achar Kedusha, that you're going to have to wait from starting your davening even after Kedusha, Ad She Yeda She Yigmur Kodem Bircha Shomei Atfila. Even if you wait for after Kedusha to start your Shemone Esrei, you'll have to make sure not only to finish in time for Kaddish at the end, but you also have to make sure you finish in time for the Bracha Shomei Atfila. So it's a big Nafkamina to the Ramah adding that in. But what's the Ramah adding on? What's Nafkamina to say? You want to make sure you also get Amen for Hakel HaKadosh. Kaven the Tzarech Ligmor Lehispalel Kodem Kedusha. Since anyway you have to factor in that you'll be able to finish your Shemoneh Esrei in time for Kedusha. Memeila Yana Amen Achar Hakel HaKadosh. So Memeila, you're going to be able to answer Amen after Hakel HaKadosh. Your Shemoneh Esrei is done. You're answering Kedusha. You're answering Amen to Hakel HaKadosh. L'may Nafkamina. So says the Mishnah Berurah of Yesh Lomar the Nafkamina Afilu Im Shama Kedusha. There is Nafkamina even if you heard Kedusha. The Mikom Akom Tzarech Lahamtin Mishum Amein Da Akel HaKadosh Shelo Shama Adayin. You're still going to have to wait for the Amein of Akel HaKadosh that you did not hear yet. So if you're starting your Shemoneh Esrei after Kedusha, you have to start your Shemoneh Esrei after Kedusha and after Amein of Akel HaKadosh. The Gam Le'inyan Shelo Yamo Le'ispal Tekef Achar Kedusha, and also in terms of standing up to Davin after Kedusha, you shouldn't stand up to daven after Kedusha. Kim lachash yano amen al habracha. One second, I explained that wrong. Again, go back. So we said you're going to answer amen. We asked the kasha, the what's nafgamina? Since you have to finish your Shemoneh Esrei in time to answer Kedusha, memelo you'll answer akela kadosh. So he says, yeshlom nafgamina, afilu im shoma Kedusha. Right, I said it wrong. Even if you heard Kedusha at an earlier minyan, you heard Kedusha already. You yotze the chiv of Kedusha, to mikomokom tzarech lahamtin mishum amen da akela kadosh. You still would have to wait for the Amen of Akel HaKadosh Shelo Shama Adayin, which you didn't hear yet. So even if Kedusha is not Nogeya, so Akel HaKadosh is Nogeya. Furthermore, Le'inyan Shelo Yamu Le'espalo Tekev Achar Kedusha, even if you had to wait for Kedusha, because you didn't hear Kedusha yet, so not only do you have to wait for Kedusha, not start till afterwards, Ki'im Achar Sheyane Ha'amein Al HaBracha. The Gamze Ushayach LeKedusha. So even if you had to wait for Kedusha before you started Shemoneh Esrei, you had to wait for Kedusha and also wait for Amen of Akel HaKadosh before you start your Shemoneh Esrei. The same din applies if you know that Tzibur is going to say Baruch Hu at the end of davening. And you have not yet heard Baruch Hu. If you're able to finish your Shemoneh Esrei Terem Sheyomru HaKol Baruch Hu, before the Tzibur gets to Baruch Hu at the end of davening, Mispalo Kedarko, then you can daven your normal way. But if you know that your Shemoneh Esrei is going to take too long and you're not going to catch Baruch Hu the Tzibur, Tzarech Lahamtin B'Shira Chadasha. You have to wait for a very long time by Shira Chadasha Ad Sheyishma Baruch Hu, until you can hear Baruch Hu at the end of davening. V'im Kvar Shoma Kedusha O Baruch Hu, if you already hear Kedusha or Baruch Hu or Yodeya Sheyishma Achagach, or you know for a fact you'll hear it later, Ain Tzarech Lahamtin, in that case you would not have to wait. Miyo, however, l'modim afilu shama kama pa'amim modim b'tzibur tzarech lahamtin. Modim is more chomer in terms of this, because by modim, even if you already heard it many times b'tzibur, you have to wait again. Like we said earlier, the reason why you have to be up to modim with the tzibur to be able to bow is so it doesn't look like you're denying in the one that they are all bowing to. And therefore, if you bowed by modim already three times this morning or that day, you still have to be able to bow by the modim being said right now. In note number 80 points out, we had this one time before, that Gam Kishat Tzibur Koren Ba'aleinu L'Shabeach, even when the Tzibur is bowing in Aleinu, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and the Aruch HaShulchan Rai, Shetzarech L'Chroa Imoim, you have to bow with them. Meidach, on the other hand, Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, "She'ain tzarach lechrova imoim." You don't have to bow with them. Aleinu is different. Why? Kevan she'ain korim kulam yachad ba'oso hazman. In other words, by modim derabbanan, where the whole tzibur is bowing together at the same time, you must bow with them. But by Aleinu, everyone's saying Aleinu at a little bit of a different pace, or a couple of seconds off, or a half a second off from each other, not all bowing together. And therefore, Rav Chaim Kanievsky argues with the Shulchan Aruch HaRav near Aruch HaShulchan and says, you don't have to bow with the tzibur at Aleinu because there's no bowing of the tzibur. Everyone's doing it at their own time. Could be in a shul, some young Israels or certain shuls, they sing Aleinu. So it could be in that case, even if Chakiyeski would be maskim, that you have to bow with them. If everyone's singing it together and they're bowing together, so it could be he'd be maskim, could be he never experienced such a tefillah. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, V'chein l'kaddish tzarech lahamtin. So too by kaddish, you have to wait. D'ha ein lo kitzba, because kaddish has no boundaries. V'efshar da'kaddishe me'aleinu v'eiloch einam b'chlal zeh. But it could be, even though we're saying that there's no end to Kaddish, you always have to be able to answer Kaddish, but that's only the Kaddish up to Aleinu. The Kaddishim after Aleinu, which is are only a minug, so that wouldn't be included in this, that you have to wait for them. Kain kosav amogin avroam v'shar achronim. V'aderach achayim v'chayalom kosav d'chol ha-kaddishim im shoma kvar v'ono amen yeshir amo. All the Kaddishim, if you heard it already and you answer amen yeshir amo to that Kaddish, ein tzarech su lahamtin, you don't have to wait anymore for that Kaddish.
That's what
we just said. That you have to make sure that you're going to answer that baruch, that you shouldn't start. If you missed the beginning, so I'm not sure, but I'll just summarize quickly. But if you came late to shul and you want to start your Shmona Esrei, but that's going to cause you to miss baruch at the end, you didn't hear baruch in the beginning, you shouldn't start till after you hear baruch at the end. That's what we said. Yes?
What's the rule for Shemei Ka'inah? Why, like, is Shemei Ka'inah like a b'dieved?
Yeah, apparently it's only, like we've discussed many times, Shomea Ka'one is Ke'one. You're not actually being Ona, it's Ke'one. You get Tzchai like you're being Ona, but obviously it's not the same as answering. Correct. You're asking a good question.
Why isn't it like,
it's beyond the scope of today's shir, but you're asking a good question. How do we magdir Shomea Ka'one when it comes to Kiddush, it comes to Abdullah, we rely on it 100% L'chatchila, B'rolam HaJasmelach, we say it's the best way to go. And here we see that even though you can do Shomea Ka'one in Shmona Esrei for Kaddish and Kedusha, we're saying, no, you have to go out of your way to delay, miss Tefillah B'tzibur, all kinds of things to make sure you answer. That's an excellent question. Zokti Mishnah Berurah Vayter. Let's finish up. Zok the Mishnah Berurah Vayter Sefkatan Vav. I want to get to a very important Bir Halacha before we finish. Two more Mishnah Berurahs, and then we'll do a Bir Halacha, and then we'll take any questions. Sefkatan Vav. We said in the Mechaber, we said if you came after Kedusha, so you should only start your Shmoneh Esrei if you'll be able to finish in time for the Tzibur's modem. Acha Kedusha, Zokta Mishabura, Lav Dafka. It's Lav Dafka that you came in after Kedusha, like the Mechaber says. The Hu Adin, the same thing would apply im Nichnas Kodem Kedusha. The same thing would apply if you came before Kedusha, Vihimtim Mil Hispala Aracha Kedusha. But you followed the rules of the Mechaber and you waited to start your Shmoneh Esrei till after Kedusha. So it doesn't have to be you came in after Kedusha, you came in before, but you waited to your Kedusha. And now you want to start, you still have to Cheshbon Modim. Tzorok Gamkein Lishar B'atzmo, you still have to evaluate about yourself. Im Yuch if you'll be able to finish in time for the Shilat Tzibur's modim. Shilat Tzibur l'modim sefkatan zayin. We said in the Mechaber that you have to make sure you'll be able to reach the modim with the Shilat Tzibur if you're going to start Shmoneh Esrei. Now, otherwise, wait to answer modim before you say Shmoneh Esrei. Zoktim eshibur sefkatan zayin ul'ramah hanal b'hagob. But according to the Ramah that we just mentioned, where he added in Akel HaKadosh and Shomei HaTfilah, Tzarech ligmor kodem amein shel Shomei HaTfilah. It's not enough that you just have to finish your Shmoneh Esrei, that you're starting after Kedusha before Modim. You'd have to, in fact, finish your Shmoneh Esrei before the bracha of Shomei HaTfilah. You could answer Amen. O sheyishayir ba'atzmu sheyuchal lagia b'tfilah so b'bircha Shomei HaTfilah ima shilat tzibur b'shave. Or if you evaluate that you can reach the bracha Shomei HaTfilah together with the shilat tzibur, that also would be okay. The imlav lo yasil ad Modim. And if not, if you can't reach Shomei HaTfilah, then you should wait to answer Amen to Shomei HaTfilah. Wait till answer for Modim. You also have to wait for Kaddish after Shmoneh Esrei because there's no way you're going to start after Modim and catch Kaddish afterwards. Let's see the first Bir Halacha on page 274, a very, very important Bir Halacha. Hanichnos lebeis haknesses umatzat tzibur. The Mechaber said if you come to shul and you find the tzibur is already davening, you have to make sure that if you're going to start Shmoneh Esrei now, you're going to finish in time for Kedusha or Kaddish, depending on the tefillah. And if not, you should wait to answer these answerings before you start your Shmoneh Esrei. Says the Bir Halacha, Nisapakti, I am in a suffix. Imiderech tivo laharich betvila. If you are a person who naturally davens a longer Shmon Esrei, ve'eno yochel asayim ad kedusha in mutar lahaschil. You daven a long Shmon Esrei. When you normally daven Shmon Esrei, you miss kedusha. So wait a minute. We just said if someone who comes late, don't start Shmon Esrei until you answer kedusha, because you have to answer kedusha. So I come on time, but I'm start Shmon Esrei and I go past kedusha. So maybe if I come on time, I also shouldn't start till after Kedusha. So I am in doubt if a person davens along Shmon Esrei and he's going to start together with the Tzibur, he's going to miss Kedusha. Maybe he shouldn't start till after Kedusha. Umikan ein raya le'iser. From over here, there is no raya that it should be aser. The efshar dezel lav tfilas tzibur gemura mikri. Maybe our halacha over here, where you come late to shul, is not a complete tfilah b'tzibur. Mi'achas shelo hischil imayim b'shavas, since you didn't start together with them. Ukumash has a prima gadim. And therefore, delay your Shmon Esrei, which is anyway not b'tzibur, the proper 100% way, to make sure you answer Kedusha. Avli maslil b'shove. But if you're starting together with the tzibur, efshar kevan da'ato chal olov achiv l'ismal b'tzibur. Since right now on you have a chiyav of tefillah b'tzibur, v'chiyav anias ha'kedusha l'is'ata in olov. And the chiyav to answer kedusha is not on you right now, because they're not up to Kedusha now. So right now you have a chiyav of tefillah b'tzibur. Kedusha is a chiyav that's not yet, it's going to come later. So maybe ein lo lochush klalu masha achakach lo yeyoch l'kayim mitzvah da'adifa mizeh. Maybe you don't have to worry that you're not going to be able to catch the more important mitzvah later, the Kaddish or the Kedusha that might be more important than Tefillah B'Tzibur. Right now you have Tefillah B'Tzibur in front of you. So what do you do? On the one hand, we have this halacha that we see that you want to make sure you answer those things, push off your Tefillah to make sure you answer. Maybe that's only if you come late, where it's not a full Tefillah B'Tzibur. If you're on time and you have a full Tefillah B'Tzibur, you don't have to worry about things that are coming later. Right now you have a mitzvah Tefillah B'Tzibur in front of you. Kaddish and Kedusha will come later. You'll cross that bridge when you get to it. Vigam the ozia onus the pater milionos. When you get to that point, you'll be an onus. You're middle of Shmon Esrei. You're pater from answering. Mikomokom ein lohavi raya lohokel. However, you can't bring a raya to go lenient. Mimad nokad agamora motzat tzibur mispalim v'lo nokad yoser rabusas inyan shetziarnu. Don't bring a raya from the fact that the Gemara says that you came to shul late and found the tzibur davening. So maybe you'll be medayik. Oh, it's only in that case, but not if you're in shul on time. It's not a good diyuk, says the Bi'ar Lacha. The efshar the Hagemara milsa the shchicha nakat. It could be the Gemara is giving us the more probable scenario. Most likely, a person came late, and that's why he has a suffix if he's going to reach kedusha. But most people that come on time are going to reach kedusha. Therefore, you can't bring a raya from the lashon of the Gemara, and therefore he ends off with tzarech ian bedin klali ein ma'avir ala mitzvos. It needs Ian in the rule of Ein Ma'avir Ala Mitzvos. Do we say that right now, since I have the mitzvah Tefillah B'Tzibur in front of me, I don't have to worry about Kaddish and Kedusha later on? I'll cross that bridge when I get to it. And when I get to it, I'll be an honest, I'll be a middle Shmon Esrei, I'll be Pater. Or do we say no, like we see in the Mechaber over here, that if you come to Shul late, and maybe who I did if you come on time, and you evaluate that your Shmon Esrei is not going to finish in time for Kedusha, don't start till you answer Kedusha first. So how does it work? And the Bi'ar Lacha ends off with the Tzarech Ian. He does not commit to either way. But if you look in note number 11, they tell us, Das HaChazon Ish. V'chein Kosta V'chal Shabbos Chaim. She'yochol Espal Kergelo. Obviously like our Minog, like the Chazon Ish, that you can daven your regular way, start with the Tzibur, and take that Tzad, and if you miss Kedusha, you miss Kedusha. Now what about if you're davening and you say Sim Shalom, switching it to Shalom Rav in order to rush your Shmon Esrei so you can get the Kedusha on time? So we know that if you mix them up by accident, it's okay. So he writes, continuing in note 11, V'lomar Shalom Rav B'Shachris, K'dei LaHaspik Lomar Kedusha. Rechaim Kanievsky says, he asked the Chazon Ish this question, and he said, don't do it. Don't do it, even though B'dievet it's okay, you shouldn't do it. Later on in the note he says, what about it's a Aser Simei Tshuva, and if I skip a Sefer Chaim, I can get to Kedusha? So Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orba says, don't skip it. So you don't alter your regular Shmon Esrei in order to reach Kedusha on time. You're not going to skip your Shmon Esrei and daven later. You're not going to say Shalom Rav instead of Sim Shalom. You're not going to skip any insertions for Aser Shmei Tshuva. One last nakuda in note 11. Ul'inyan Berchas Kohanim im yodeh shlo yisayin Shmon Esrei kodem Berchas Kohanim. If you know you can't finish your Shmon Esrei in time to be able to reach Berchas Kohanim, so Rav Moshe says sha'asur lo lahasfil ispal Shmon Esrei. You can't start Shmon Esrei. So Rav Moshe adds on to the list of Kadesh, Kedusha, Amen Avakel HaKadosh, Amen Shema Kaleinu, and to Modim, he adds on also to reach Berchas Kohanim. We'll stop here. We'll finish the Sif and Amir Hashem, the Simen, tomorrow night.